Nolte, CNN Plus shuts down 2 days earlier than scheduled. By John Nolte on April 28, 2022. CNN Plus will end its historic run today, Thursday, April 28, just 4 weeks after its disastrous premiere. If that's not humiliating enough, CNN Plus is shutting down 2 days earlier than scheduled. Originally, we were told the shutdown date would be April 30th. Why would CNN Plus be shut down 2 days early? It's probably because no one is watching, and putting all the time and money into broadcasting is like throwing money into a black hole. Teehee. After spending around $500 million, with a B, dollars, CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads political violence and conspiracy theories, launched CNN Plus on March 29. The result? Well, because they couldn't get enough of CNN's smug assholes on regular old CNN. Tens of people signed on for the CNN Plus streaming channel. Apparently, there are a few people in America desperate to be deceived by Kate Bolduin, Wolf Blitzer, Jake Tapper, Brian Stelter, and Fareed Zakaria at such a level that the deception on CNN wasn't enough. Additionally, Casey Hunt was brought over from MSNBC. Chris Wallace, the only Fox News anchor with failing ratings, was also a CNN Plus hire, and now he says his future is uncertain, which is exactly the future he deserves. Best of all, toxic narcissist Jemele Hill has failed at yet another fake news outlet desperate to force her racism on the rest of us. The result of all this money and talent? According to one report, only 4,000 viewers were tuning into CNN Plus at any given time. CNN Plus was, of course, the brainchild of disgraced former CNN chief Jeff Zucker, the man responsible for forever destroying the CNN brand. In a desperate attempt to troll his enemies on the political right, Zucker defiantly launched CNN Plus to show us a thing or two about a thing or two. As Zucker's critics LOL'd over CNN's pathetic ratings, Zucker decided to spend $1 billion, with a B, dollars to expand the disgraced CNN brand with a big-time streaming channel. And so, thanks to Zucker's hubris, we were allowed to enjoy the failure of CNN Plus in two phases. First, there was the joyful anticipation of CNN Plus's failure, which reminded me of Christmas Eve, and then there was the joy of the actual failure, which reminded me of Christmas morning. That's what you call a twofer, and for that, we should all be grateful. CNN released a statement explaining how the tens of people who paid that $2.99 subscriptions fee will be refunded. CNN Plus streaming will come to an end on April 28, 2022. If you purchased your subscription directly from us, we will be providing a full refund for your subscription fee back to your original CNN Plus payment method by May 28, 2022. If you purchased your subscription via third party, such as Apple, Google, Roku, or Amazon, that third party will process a full refund of your subscription fee in accordance with their respective refund policies and timelines. You can confirm the details of those refunds directly with the applicable third-party app store provider. Here's the most delicious piece of news. According to its own FAQ, the CNN Plus website and all of its content are vanishing. Teehee. Can I keep using the CNN app? Yes. You can continue using the CNN app and CNN.com. Plus.CNN.com will be discontinued. After April 28, 2022, the CNN Plus daily and weekly shows, Interview Club, and the on-demand library of CNN original series and films will no longer be available. Bye, Felicia. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.